downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, where all the lights are bright. We can't forget all our troubles, forget all our cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. Don't wait a minute more. Downtown. Everything's waiting for you.
Today's bulletin brought to you by Your Sound, Your Community, Alive 90.5.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Madeline Riddell. The Prime Minister says he will close any loopholes in travel restrictions between Australia and India after Qatar Airways confirmed that travellers could fly via Doha. Gaps in the travel ban with India have allowed some travellers to return to Australia via Doha. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the government mistakenly believed that a two-week quarantine retirement in Doha would prevent that from happening, but he says it didn't apply to airport transfers. He says that loophole has now been closed. Australia has imposed a travel ban on flights from India until May 15 due to the rapidly escalating COVID situations in the country. India has recorded new COVID-19 case numbers in the hundreds of thousands for several days. Activists are calling for the release of refugees still detained in hotels amid the federal government's slow release of asylum seekers this year. Activists have applauded the release of refugees into the Australian community, but say the slow pace of the program is a concern. Former Socceroo and activist Craig Foster told the ABC the impact isolated detention is having on refugees needs to be acknowledged.
Thankfully, you know, we've seen welcome releases of refugees into the community over the last couple of months, and yet there's still over 40 in these so-called APODs, alternative.
In other coronavirus news, hundreds are being urged to get tested in Melbourne after COVID-19 fragments were detected in the state's wastewater plants. 246 people have been contacted personally to get tested as a precaution, the majority of whom are returned travellers. Brazil has surpassed 400,000 deaths to COVID-19, second to only the United States. India's total number of coronavirus cases has surpassed 18 million, with around 350,000 people infected daily. Vaccine hesitancy has been found to be higher among disability support workers during federal government's plans to get a derailed vaccine rollout back on track. The revelation comes from a federal government survey conducted before the AstraZeneca jab was restricted to people over the age of 50 due to blood clot risks. The survey saw 368 disability support workers involved and found only half would get the COVID vaccine as soon as it is offered. Inadequate information about the safety of the vaccine and possible side effects have been attributed as reasons for the hesitancy. Former Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins says she had a constructive meeting with Labor leader Anthony Albanese about reforming the toxic workplace culture faced within the parliamentary precinct in Canberra. Miss Higgins met with Mr. Albanese in Sydney this morning and is due to hold talks with Prime Minister Scott Morrison later in the day. A decision by Miss Higgins to go public about her alleged rape in a ministerial office at Parliament House sparked national rallies about the mistreatment of women. Businessman and former politician Clive Palmer has been ordered to pay $1.5 million in damages after federal court found he infringed on copyright. Mr. Palmer was sued by Universal Music over his use of rewritten Twisted Sister song lyrics back in 2019 as advertising for the United Australia Party. Mr. Palmer allegedly sought the rights to use the song but abandoned the request over costs. He has been ordered to remove all copies of the rewritten song and the video copy available on the internet.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5.
It's 6 minutes past 12 here on Alive 90.5. This is Your Sound, Your Community. This is Business Insights with Matt and Mario, here with some amazing guests here today. We've got Rob Bruss and we've also got Jamie Small here with us today. Currently, we're sitting at 22.5 degrees on the sunny Friday afternoon. Top of 24 today. It's going to be a hazy day. Tomorrow, we have a possible shower, the top of 24, and mostly sunny on Sunday, tops of 24 degrees.
Around the globe.
Streaming live 24/7.
Alive905.com.au.
And now, on Alive 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
In Hazelbrook, on the Great Western Highway, we've got a little technical error going on at the moment.
I know, it's okay, so... Well, ladies and gentlemen, we apologize. We just had a small technical glitch in the studio. You're listening live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Matt, and our guests are very keen to join us in the conversation. As you know, it's a Friday, and there's no COVID vaccines available in this studio. However, there's no COVID infections in Australia either. We should be blessed and grateful. So we'll take a short break. Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Matt. And we're going to be very shortly online.
For over 25 years, ATP Accounting and Taxation Professional.
Hi, Alan Barnes from Durapool Shop. Do you know you can upgrade your existing pool pump, chlorinator and heating to world-class energy efficiency? We have been advising customers on ways to improve their pool energy efficiency for many years and can discuss and offer several energy strategies that will reduce your carbon footprint and save you money. Speak to one of the team on 9651 4799 or visit Dural Pool Shop opposite the Vicar Hotel on New Line Road, Dural. We'll help you to get your pool looking just how you want it.
A proud station sponsor.
Dogs are awesome. Think about it. When you give them a little love, they'll give you their heart. They don't care about how much money you make, how good you look, or even how bright you are. They love you for you. That's why we need to train more assistance dogs. They take care of people in need by helping out with everyday tasks, from opening doors to emptying the washing machine. To help us share the love, find out how you can get involved by visiting assistancedogs.org.au.
Just how it happened, I let down my guard, swore I'd never fall in love again, but I fell hard. Guess I should have seen it coming, caught me by surprise, wasn't looking where I was going, I fell into your eyes. You came into my crazy world like a cool and cleansing rain. Before I knew what hit me, baby, you were flowing through my veins. I'm addicted to you. Do
Business Insights with Matt and Mario here on Alive 90.5. It's 11 minutes past 12. Guys, get excited. We've got Rob Russ and Jamie Small in studio with us today. Mario, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling very well, actually. I'm very thrilled to have Rob back in the studio. And I'd like to ask Rob just a quick question. Rob, you know, before we introduce everything else, what's your now ranking in a world podcaster?
I was number 8 this morning when I looked, because I knew you were going to ask me.
Look, I was
8 in entrepreneur.
Okay, so the reason it is because, you know, I don't know how to check this. You know, I mean, I'm going with the flow. So number 8, you know, this is it's a true privilege. You know, me being here with you in the studio, and Jamie on the other side, interviewing number 8 world ranking podcaster, it is, you know, I need to be very careful, Matt. You understand now? So
we've got some
competition. There's no competition here anymore. So like, we overrank them, you know. We have like 50 million listeners right now. Like, let's go check now. 17,000 people right now listening Alive 90.5 Businesses with Matt and Mario. And let's go crunch straight away into our guests, Matt. You know, so Rob Bruce was been with us last year, but generally speaking, about this business radio talk show, it is bringing you true unsung business heroes. There's a lot of people in the society, as you know, and the flashy Hollywood smiles, red carpets, and everybody's smart and everybody has a great tips and everybody try to be the best. However, this business show is dedicated to all of you listeners by bringing the true unsung business heroes, those who you don't see on social media every day, every 5 seconds on commercials, but they're doing hard work and they're generating great results as a Robert Bruce and a Jamie Small. But Rob, how about this? How about you introduce our guest, Jamie Small, and then I'll introduce you.
Well, that'd be an absolute pleasure.
So let's go learn something, mate, now. Just press the button. So ladies and gentlemen, Rob Bruce.
I'm blushing already.
Straight off the cuff. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to Jamie Small, who's been a very good friend of mine for the last couple of years. Jamie's an electrician, and he runs a business called Pro Image Electrical in the Sutherland Shire, focusing on domestic and commercial electrical work. And he does a lot of service-based work, but he does a lot of installations and whatnot as well. And the background to Jamie and I's relationship, we were in a B&I group together for a couple of years. That's how I know him. And if you've ever been in a networking group, you get to know each other pretty well in that respect. But Jamie came to me in the gym one morning and said, "Hey, how are you?" Just a little catch-up. And he said, "I'm interested in doing some more public speaking." And it was at the time when COVID was kind of coming to an end at the end of last year. And I was kind of like, well, good luck with that. What are you going to do with all of that? Because all of the events have gone away. There's nothing that's going to happen in respect of that. And I went away and thought about it. And I thought, maybe there's a way that I can help and we can have some fun together in the process. And after a couple of conversations and a few cups of coffees and some cafe meets in and around Cronulla, which we both love to do, the Electricians Co-op was born. And Jamie wants to get out there and make the electrical industry better, and he wants to help more electricians to close the gap from where they are to where they want to be. And I've got this innate ability with podcasts and video and online stuff to be able to help him to do that. So we decided to partner up and bring our two minds together and to create the Electricians Co-op. A lot of people ask us, what is a co-op? And a co-op by its very nature is a group of farms that come together to share resources. We're not a group of farms, we're a group of electricians in this case, and we come together to share our resources, which are information, knowledge, and just hints, tips, hacks, and faster ways of getting things done. So it's been an absolute pleasure to be building this with a really good mate, and we've got to know each other on a way that you never would otherwise get to know somebody. And in the last 3 months, we've done nearly 40 odd episodes of the Electricians Co-op, so it's been really exciting.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
So Jamie, just if you can concur, is everything what Rob said it's correct, or you want to add something else? Like, I know you can lift a better bench than Rob.
That wouldn't be hard.
We train in the morning together, or he's there.
What time are you going to the gym?
I get up at 4:45.
What's wrong with you, eh? You know, like Matt Caruana here, like every day, you know, on my partner in crime, you know, open the morning social media, just having my coffee, like, you know, because I'm senior citizen. And like he's in gym 4 o'clock in the morning, and I mean, putting his wheelchair on the side, punching the press. Why 4:45? is because of the work, or it's a discipline or something?
Well, yeah, I want to try and get it done before work so it doesn't affect my family time.
Okay.
But I suppose one thing that everyone's got in common is time, so it's a matter of making the most of your time and using it to the best of your ability. So I'll go to the gym 4 days a week. I'll get up at 4:45, go to the gym, you know, go back to the office, have a protein shake, go to work. On the days that I have off, I'll still get up in the morning. I'll sort of walk along the Esplanade with my affirmations in my ears and, you know, sort of try and start the day early every day. And on the odd day that I get time, which is hopefully once a week or once a fortnight, I stay back late from work and take the kids to school. So I try and do that once a week, and I did that this morning, which is really cool. So just try and balance work with, you know, family life, which is my priority.
That's very interesting, and I couldn't ask, you know, I couldn't imagine better person to team up with than the Rob. I need to say something personally because, you know, it shows about two of you guys, not about me, and not you, Matt, as well. but I do remember, you know, thanks to the, you know, to universe or whatever you want to call, I've been put in touch with Rob as well. Yeah. And my very first professional video, any interview, right, which I was, you know, shocked it was done by Rob. And I didn't know, look, I didn't know nothing about Rob, just introduction, you know, I mean, through the mutual friend. But then I discovered there's a world, you know, I mean, beyond, as I say, and this is a show exactly about two of you guys, because you're doing something great and people, they don't know. So you need to spend more time to promote, more to understand everybody and everything else. And I'm very grateful to both of you in the studio. But before we go on a break, Matt, I just want to ask you one question, Jamie. During the COVID, how the business was going for you?
Well, for the first 2 weeks when everyone was a little scared, having people in the home, yeah, it was a bit up and down. What I initially did with the guys from work is got everyone in because everyone's a little bit worried about their employment.
Yeah.
We sat down as a group and I said, I'll do whatever it takes to keep everyone employed, to sort of put their mind at ease, because they got mortgages, rent and families to feed as well. So that was the first thing I did. Then after the initial 2 weeks of everyone sort of scared about the COVID virus and all that, it sort of plateaued out. And what I find is all the good builders and customers that we work for continued using us.
Yeah.
So we're sort of holding onto the jackets of our builders, and yeah, when they're busy, we're busy. Yeah. So it was actually pretty streamlined, and I suppose it brought us as a team a lot tighter.
Yeah.
Because they sort of appreciated the fact that I'm going to put my neck out to sort of keep the guys employed. They appreciated that, and the fact that I communicated that to them as well, I think they, you know, they really appreciated it. And on the back of that, we've started training together as well, so we've got a lot closer as a team.
That's a very good. You see, Matt, this is what we talk there's, all. Yeah, please.
There's something about the gym that brings people together.
100%.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Training.
Get your heart rate up.
Okay, I didn't think about gym because you're all skinny, nice and skinny and muscly, you know, like it's nice and round. But the point I try to make it is, what you say is something very interesting, and that's like, I know we should go on a break. You stick your neck out to help others, yeah, right? And that's what that makes the leading. You know, there's a two difference, and Rob can correct me. I've seen leadership a different way than leading. It's a something else. Ever loves to be talk about leadership, but leading, it's a way, as you did. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Line 90.5 Business Insights with Matt and Mario. We take a short break, and our guest, Robert Bruce from... Go all in. I'm never going to remember this. All go in. Go all in. Sorry. Apologies. And Jamie Small. And we'll take a short break.
Alive 90.5. Ever have that sinking feeling that you forgot to get the gas bottle filled for the barbecue or outdoor heater? Do you worry about transporting a gas bottle in the boot of your car? Kangaroo Gas has got you covered. Kangaroo Gas will deliver 8.5 kilogram gas bottles to your home or business. Call 0405 LPG LPG or go to kangaroogas.com.au. That's 0405 LPG LPG online at kangaroogas.com.au or find them on Facebook. Station sponsor.
The director of Cherry Brook Real Estate, Sam Ramone, is a specialist in property management in residential in the Hills District. He prides himself on taking the stress out of property management and looking after your investment at a competitive rate. If you need property management, please call Sam Ramone from Cherry Brook Real Estate on 9980 9860. Station sponsor.
24 minutes past 12 here on Alive 90.5. This is Business Insights with Mario and Matt. Here with Rob Bruss, my apologies, and Jamie Small.
Why you say Bruss? I said Bruce.
It's Bruss.
Bruce, Bruss, Bruss. Hey you, hey mate. Been, it's everything my whole life.
I prefer my way. English is not good. So Jamie, you know, now you know the Matt and myself, and let's go know a little bit more about you, Jamie. Why electrician? Was electrician your first point of call, or did you done something else like a rob the banks or, you know, I mean, being celebrity in US on the Venice Beach or something like this?
No, I was playing footy from 18 to 27. I'd never worked full-time. I'd sort of playing full-time 24, 25, 26. Finished up at the Bulldogs. I was playing reserve grade most of the time. Bit of a B-grader, but got politely asked to leave in 2006. And at that point, I didn't really care. I was just so over it. I just wanted to go overseas, and I had an opportunity to go overseas. So hence the reason why I didn't really care. So I went over to France and had a year over there, and travelled Europe and had some really good experiences and lots of partying and carrying on and lots of travel, which is really cool. But I got to a point where it was at the end of the season and I had an opportunity to stay another year, but I thought, you know what, it's better to get back to Australia and start a career. So I was living in a factory in Kurnell, and that was pretty tricky, I suppose. I was living in an
factory,
old...
Like a real factory?
Literally, it was the old Abbott's building at Kurnell. It used to be a laboratory in the office block, so it was a bit of a halfway house for a lot of my mates. So I was sort of sleeping in there for 3 or 4 months, and I was sleeping on my mate's couch at one point, and I said to him, geez, I really need to find a job, you know what I mean? I need to start a career. So he goes, oh, why don't you come and work at Westpac in the mail centre? I'm like, I said, I could do that. Anyway, I thought about it for a while, and I ended up ringing a few footy mates who just finished playing footy, and spoke to one guy who just started electrical apprenticeship. I'm like, yeah, I could do that. So I got the number of the boss, gave him a call, had an hour conversation about footy because he loved his footy, and started on the Monday, and that was it.
That was it then?
Yeah, 27 years old, started my apprenticeship.
Aren't you, look, I can say something, my observation, you know, I can see in Australia the last couple of years, like everybody tried to bring some bad experience from their life, you know, and then try to monetize this or glorify, you know, like, oh, poor me, I was boo boo boo, you know, I mean, my life was bad. Like, you know, come in my life, you know what I mean? Like, if I tell you how my horror life was look like, but you say you slept in a factory, right? Yeah. Are you feeling embarrassed to say this?
It's funny because I live in Kurnell now, and I drive past that factory every day. I just get a bit emotional thinking about it.
Yeah. So Rob, it's a you know, we go in the gym together, right? You know what I mean? Is any tricks for you guys to wake up early in the morning, or why are you going as well? Are you going at 4 o'clock in the morning as well with Jamie? Or?
I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, but I don't go to the gym that early. I find if I'm there that early, by the time 2 o'clock rocks around, I'm ready for a little afternoon nana nap.
Nana nap, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but I do like to get a jump on the day, and Jamie would probably attest to this as well. So it doesn't interrupt with the family time. Where if I get out of bed at 4:30 in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning, and I don't go to the gym, I feel like I've got an entire day's work before I sit down at my desk at 9 a.m. to make my first call. And it feels like it goes on for hours and hours and hours because there's nobody else around. And I just love that aspect of personal development. I do, every now and then, I do a bit of meditation. I always listening to an audiobook or a podcast of some description, go and tear it up in the gym, go spearfishing, just get all the things that I need to get out of my system before I actually start my workday. And then I get a solid day's work in as well. So I got my sleep dialed in. That's the trick, is what I think.
Is there a certain amount of hours you'd go for?
Seven is my number, baby.
Seven?
Yeah. I could lie right down here on the studio floor and sleep for 7 hours, wake up and go again. It is a gift. It really is.
Do you find that, Matt, it's same for you, works like what Rob says, you know, go in the morning and in gym 4 o'clock and then get out everything in your system, or why you went 4 o'clock?
It's the best time, I think. Well, 4 o'clock, 4:30 I wake up. But for me, there's nothing like getting the hardest part of your day first off, just out of the way. Everything else becomes effortless, becomes easy. And training for me, it's like a form of meditation. I'm sure you guys would agree. And even yourself with boxing, Mario, it brings you into a state of complete presence. It's nothing but you. All that matters is you pushing yourself, breaking your limits, and progressing.
I'm different. I had a midlife crisis. That's what it is. So, like that. So, Jamie, back to you. And I apologize if it caused this emotional outbreak.
All right.
I apologize. But so, being an electrician, you know, how long are you doing this now?
So I started at 27. I finished my apprenticeship at 30, or 31, and went and worked for another guy for about 18 months, and probably started my business straight away. So I've been working for 9 years. So I don't know tied in, but so I'm now 39. So I've been going 13 years from apprenticeship to where I am now, and it's been very, very good to me, the electrical industry, and I'm very passionate about it. I love it. And I really want to make it better.
Aren't you afraid of the being, you know?
Of course, yeah. Every now and again, you get a bit of a buzz, and obviously not good. But
it wakes you up.
It's a bit of a lesson to sort of make you realize, you know, it is very, very dangerous, and people do die from it.
Yeah.
Why I think we should be paid more than what we are paid. But it's a great trade. I'm very passionate about it, and I just want what's best for the industry.
Okay, so you know you team up with a Rob, right? And yeah. as we cleared this right away, Rob is number 8 ranked global podcaster. Why would you team up with a Rob?
Well, I actually didn't realize that, Sat, so I'm actually more flattered to be working with him. But like Rob touched on before, we've known each other for a while through BNI.
Yeah.
And it was almost like a sliding door moment at the gym. I sort of went up to Rob randomly and just said, "Hey, how you doing?" We got chatting, and before you know it, it came up that I wanted to get into more speaking and helping the industry. And Rob goes, "Oh, let's catch up for a coffee this afternoon.
Yeah,
I might be able to help you." Anyway, I think it was just before our meeting, he goes, "I've got an idea. Let's catch up sooner." We caught up, and before you know it, the electrician co-op was born. We ended up teaming up and doing it together. So obviously with Rob's ability with podcasting and editing and all that sort of stuff, and my, I wouldn't say expertise, but knowledge in electrical, we sort of teamed up and the co-op was born.
So, Rob, you know, what do you see as advantage of being that your baby baby? All I was going to say, you both parenting something new, electrical off, and why is this advantage for the industry or for the, you know, people itself? You know, I mean, the citizens or the consumers, electricity, everything else.
Jamie's really passionate about making the industry better. And the only way that you can make something better is to do something about it. There's a lot of people out there that go around saying that they want things to be better. Well, if you want things to be better in politics, go and join a political party and go and make a difference. If you want things to be better in the media, go and get a journalism degree and go and become a journalist and do better reporting. But there's not a lot of people that actually do something about it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people that want to do something about it just don't know how to get where they need to, and they can't close that gap. And I said to Jamie right at the start that I think I can help you to close that gap. And my skills and abilities with podcasting and editing, as you mentioned, is what closed that gap. And Jamie is really the driver of the electricians co-op. He's the one that comes up with the ideas, and he's the one that comes up with the questions for the actual podcast as well. Because at the end of the day, it's the industry that he works in. I'm not an electrician. I don't work in that space. What I'm doing is facilitating Jamie's ability to use the leadership skills that he's got to make the industry better for everybody. And the listeners would know when they're out there driving their cars or listening to this program right now, that if you're in small business, it always feels like a very isolating experience. And a lot of small business owners don't talk to other like-minded small business owners. And one of the things that was really surprising to me when we kicked off the Electricians Co-op was how little electrical businesses talk to other electrical businesses. But it's one of those really interesting innate things that happens in this world is when you put something out there, you'll attract the like. And often we have another electrical business owner come on the show and they will be almost identical to Jamie. They okay. speak the same. They look the same.
Aren't you afraid that somebody
look the same?
Yeah, no, they do. They do the same. They wear the same uniforms.
So, but hats, but don't you think? But don't you think, right. Jamie? It's you know, like that initiative that when you invite somebody else, some other sparky, right? Don't you? Aren't you afraid of the competition?
Well, that's why they don't talk.
Okay,
to each other.
Okay. I understand, no, guys. No. You're bulky and you're strong, but no. Why? Why not?
Because I believe for the right people, there's enough work out there for everyone. Rather than being envious of someone doing well, I think you should, you know, be grateful that they're doing well. And I think if you believe you can do well, you do well. And on the back of the podcasting that we've been doing, the, what, 6 to 10 electrical companies that have been on, I've stayed in touch with, and I'll ring them for general advice and they'll ring me. So I think the important thing is sharing your knowledge, and not only sharing my knowledge, but I'm obviously getting their knowledge in return. From case studies, lessons they've learned. So rather than me making a silly mistake, I might learn from their mistake.
It's like it's compounding just the impact. It's the ability to be grateful for other people's success, but also sharing advice and everything. It's a platform, I think.
But something is there about this initiative, and I say why. Rob said this very clearly at the beginning of this question. Everyone loves to make a difference, but nobody wants to do nothing. Mm. And that's degree of separation between doers and that want to do it. And for that one, I congratulate, because, you know, as Rob said, it's easy to be behind the keyboard and the screen, and I will do this, but nobody does this. And I'm inviting everybody to listen to this podcast tonight after 6:30 p.m. with Jamie Small and Rob Bruce. Bruce.
Okay, I'm gonna English is you. Getting better. Come on.
You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Matt and Mario, and our guest, Jamie Small and Rob Bruce. From electriccorp, you know, .com.au. We're gonna listen later.
Live 90.5.
My name is Matt Caruana, and I will drive you today. Yes, Matt, please, you want to share something with us?
It's 19 minutes to 1 here on a Live 90.5. Business Insights with Mario and Matt. Okay. Here with Robert Bruss and Jamie Small. Guys, we've heard so much so far. One thing, Mario, if I may ask, I have a question. You guys mentioned, you mentioned that there are people that like to talk a lot, like to say this, that, I want to make a difference in this, yet they don't actually go about making a change. What do you think distinguishes the people that make the change and take action versus those that don't?
That's a good question.
That is a great question. I can sum that up in one word, which is potential. Yeah.
Potential.
Potential. Everybody has the potential for greatness in many different aspects of their life, and they have the potential to do just about anything that they put their mind to. I always like to say, if you've got an idea, it doesn't matter how crazy that idea or what it is, that idea is being placed at your feet because you have the ability to execute on it. Whether or not you take action and to do that depends on how much potential you can see in that particular idea. And for me, potential is a word that has a future connotation. You have the potential to be the prime minister. You have the potential to be a billionaire if you wanted to. But whether or not you actually commit to doing that and making that happen, that's the difference. And when you commit and you decide that you're going to commit to what it is that, whatever that idea is, whether it's the electrician's co-op, my podcast, your ideas in business, whatever they are, all the potential that you have that's in the future is brought into the now, and that's how you can accelerate your results. It's a bit of a paradox because I have the potential to make this electrician's co-op the most successful thing in the entire world, okay? I'm going to commit to that. I'm going to commit every waking moment of my life to doing that. And then all the potential comes into the now and I start attracting all of these really great things to me and really great things start happening to me. And I think the difference between somebody who talks and somebody who executes is that they recognize the potential that they have.
Right. Okay.
That's powerful.
That's very well powerful.
Said, Jamie, yeah. What do you say?
Yeah, anything you could add to that, Jamie, yeah.
Well, for me, the difference between me doing it and not doing it was meeting Rob. Or not meeting, or catching up with Rob in the gym that day. It was a sliding door moment like I touched on before, and I'd be still procrastinating now if I didn't bump into Rob. But I believe things happen for a reason, and I was at a gym at an unusual time that day. And
not normally there that
yeah,
late.
Yeah, that's right. So it was a bit of a random time, and I reached out. And before you know it, we're 40 episodes in and things are going really well. And I'm absolutely loving it because being an electrician, I'm used to using my hands to work, and to be sitting behind a microphone talking, it doesn't actually feel like work. So it's, I'm truly grateful.
But I think I would add to that. Sorry, Matt. I think I'd add to that by saying you saw the potential, you saw the opportunity. But one of the things that you did as well, Jamie, is you kind of let go a little bit. Like you didn't feel like you had to be in control. You're kind of like, oh, Rob said he can do all of those things. I can't do all those things. I'm just going to run with it and see where it goes. And it's like in some ways, it's like a young person should try many different things in their career before they settle upon something. I think it's a mistake to leave school and go straight to university, study for 4 years and go straight into that career. Because over the time that you're at university, you'll have a diverse range of experiences. You might change your ideas about things, and you may achieve that degree, but you may never use it. And the point of me saying that is, if you let go and you're around the right people, really good things can happen. And so long as you've got good alignment with the people that you're working with, they're good people, you can have a straight up and down conversation and call a spade, things can happen faster than you ever believed, hey?
Well, another thing as well, put yourself out of your comfort zone. Like I was cruising in my job or my business.
You didn't have to do any of this.
Yeah, that's right. It's something I wanted to do and I've been thinking about it for a long time. And I think for anything worthwhile, you've got to put yourself out of your comfort zone. And I certainly did. Doing that first podcast, I was absolutely crapping myself. But
you were crapping yourself. Imagine for me, like when I come to the studio, I didn't speak. I didn't speak English. Like it's
English is my second language, yeah.
Yeah, like, well, please continue, Jamie.
Yeah, so, yeah, the first one I was, you know, packing it. But, you know, Rob's made it pretty much smooth sailing, so wherever I get caught up or choke for words, Rob will jump in. I'll give him like the elbow under the ribs, you know, you take over here. But nah, it's just, it makes it so much easier with Rob. So I'm
so Rob, Rob says something. Oh, sorry, Matt, just a quick one. Rob's mentioned something in his answering question. It's an isolating experience, small businesses, and you're bringing that experience together. What is your worst experience as a small business been as isolating? I mean, no support from the government, family, friends, customers. What do you see the biggest obstacle for the small businesses?
Balancing family life with work life. I think that's definitely the most difficult one. And I suppose the reason for that is to have a successful business is to have good money. Like, that's pretty much the indicator. If you've got lots of guys earning good money, you've got a successful business. But like I say to my kids, I'm like, being successful is many different things. There's different elements of success. There's like your health, there's your family, there's your friends, there's your business. There's a whole series of things. So I think the key is to balance them, which is obviously very, very tricky, particularly if you've got mortgages and assets and things like that you need to pay for. So I think the balancing act, because there's no point having all the money in the world if you don't have your family by your side or friends or whatever it might be, so, and your health in particular. So I think you got to balance all those things. And I say to the guys at work, because we're training together in the morning before work, a group PT session, a healthy, happy workplace is a productive one. So, and we're getting together, like you mentioned before, Matt, you know, I think there's an element in something you need to be doing together, training, and that's, you know, going to the gym or whatever it might be, pushing each other, getting your heart rate up. And I can feel for the 3 or so months we've been doing it, we've got closer as a team.
So tell me though, so working full-time as an electrician, you have the podcast, which I assume somewhat is like, it's a lot of hours, right? 40 episodes in 3 months. That's unheard of. Yeah, and so with that, how do you find your balance? Because you also got to juggle up your friends, your family.
Yeah, I think if there's one thing that I've sacrificed out of anything, it's certainly not my family, my health or work. It's definitely my social life, which I'm okay with. I feel like up until when I committed to my apprenticeship, I got all that out of my system, all the partying and all that sort of stuff. So I'm really content now being at home with my family, focusing on my business, my wife, my kids. It's still, you know, obviously not perfected that. I'm still working on that. But it's definitely a juggling act, and that's why I get up early, because I want training's important. So I tick that box, then I'm at work, then I'm at home with my family. And if there's an hour or two at night, I'll sort of use that time to learn or, you know, listen to a podcast or, you know, think about
things. So you're continuously doing your personal development and, you know, teaming up with the Rob. It's a tremendous thing. But now let's talk about your heroism. During the COVID, I understood that you never sacked nobody.
No.
Why not? Why didn't you cry me a river, take a job keeper, job seeker, hide myself and hide your wife, hide your kids?
Well, I suppose I saw a lot of friends in that period letting guys off. And I suppose the boys at work, I always say it's my work family. So I suppose I never want to let them down. They're like my brothers. Mm. So I'd never let my family down. And obviously my work mates are my family. So I just didn't want to let them down.
Rob, can you just give us on brief on that one? What do you think, what do you understanding it is, why the small businesses or medium businesses suck so many people and let them go during the COVID? I mean, Jamie, didn't he? Because in the beginning of the conversation, the interview, he said, I stick my head out for my family and for my friends, which, you know, there's not many people say this, Jamie. I'm telling you right now, you know, there's everybody was, you know, on a Zoomie, you know, like it's, you know, don't touch me, you know what I mean, but nobody was going out and doing the things. You did it. So, Rob, on that topic, COVID-19, what do you see? What was the biggest reason why the business that says, oh, I can't do this anymore, let me go job keeper, job seeker?
I'm gonna make a stand here and say something maybe a little bit controversial, but it's kind of just my view, and I can sum it up in maybe one phrase, which is maybe not the right phrase, but the emperor has no clothes. So businesses always say that, we do business like this, we're working in the physical world, I might have a shop front, I've got all these customers, I've got all these database, I'm online. My e-commerce is dialed in. It's all good. I know I've got to do that. And when something like COVID happens, the emperor is shown to be wearing no clothes. That's what that phrase means, right? So they're caught out because they've just paid lip service to the diversification that they don't have in their business. So these folks go away and talk about having diversification in their business, meaning they do business in a normal face-to-face way, but they've failed to embrace online. And I'm endlessly surprised at the people that call me in my consulting business asking for help about getting online. They don't even have a shop online. They don't even have a way you can buy something online. Yeah. How do you diversify and take your products and services and your consulting methodologies and put them online? Now, look, I know that that doesn't apply to everyone that's listening out there or every business.
Yeah, but like a business, like a JM business, you can't be online. You know, I mean, come on Zoom and fix it. I mean, like one-on-one electricity.
But JM's business is online because he's got his Instagram dialed in, and he's very active in Instagram at Pro Image Electrical, by the way. And he also has a really squared away website. So when people are at home and they're spending more time at home, when they're searching for him, his business shows up. When they look in social media for reviews, his business shows up. So Jamie's paid no lip service at all to the online strategies, and that's what's kept him going. And the other electricians that we speak to on the Electricians Co-op podcast have said the same things. Mm-hmm. All of the ones that are able to maintain the momentum of their business, particularly the service-related business, where they're getting inbound calls, have got really good websites, they've got really good social media, and they've got great reviews. The businesses that suffer are the ones that don't have an online strategy.
So Matt, what do you think about this?
It's really amazing because I mean, like, I resonate with the whole like COVID-19 thing, being a speaker, having everything cancelled in like 3 days. It was hard, but what I'm getting from hearing you, Rob, it's the ability to adapt and just pivot in times of adversity, and when things come, well, we've got to learn to change our method and be more effective at what we do.
But that's a real example of the pivoting, adapting and improvising, as Jamie's and Rob doing. Because what Rob mentioned, that was the biggest problem with COVID. What would you say, emperor no clothes? That's what the expression is, emperor no clothes. And so like, I saw the person, like, suddenly people who were there always front, left, right, and center, you know, you can see in social media, business leadership, everything else, suddenly died. And I know personally, like, if I have no access to electrician, you know, like, I'm never going to dare to do these things, you know, plus minus, you know, because I know I'm going to execute myself. But now, the thing is, you've been there for your employees, for your friends, for your family and everything else. And that's what makes you unique, Jamie. And I'm inviting everybody to, you know, come to the website, Electric Co-op. Rob, what's the name of the website?
It's the electricianscoop.com.
Sorry, it's on English again. You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Matt and Mary. Take a short break, and our guest is Jamie Small and Robert Brass. We take a short break. Come back.
Alive 90.5.
Heels to Hawkesbury Community News is a fortnightly free local publication packed with stories about local people, news, puzzles and a whole lot more, including history, a guide to community groups, tradesmen and a variety of local advertisers. Supporting the community for 35 years and as a proud sponsor of Alive 90.5, we believe it's important to keep our community connected. Enjoy your coffee with station sponsor Heels to Hawkesbury Community News. Pick up a copy at your local shopping centre, visit heelstohawkesbury.com.au or follow them on Facebook.
In the market to purchase your new home? Sick of attending open homes? Tired of being beaten at auction? It's time to put the buying experts to work for you. Hi, I'm Michael Savartis from Real Property Buyers, and our job is to take the hassle out of purchasing property. Our independent team will do the house hunting for you and make sure you buy the right property at the right price. So no matter whether it's your first home or your forever home, visit realpropertybuyers.com.au and let us take the stress out of purchasing your new home.
Real Property Buyers are proud sponsors of Alive 90.5.
We are the Insight Intelligence Group, specialising in Australian corporate investigations and information risk management, workplace investigations, competitor analysis, social media intelligence, reputational risk management, internal or external investigations. Professional and proactive, Insight Intelligence Group works with you to ensure the success of the investigation. Australia-wide or global, facts, not opinion. 02-882-9837. insightintelligence.com.au.
Station sponsor.
You are listening to Alive 90.5, serving the Hills, Parramatta and Cumberland areas since 1992.
Love is like a bomb, 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 bomb.
Dancing like a tramp, like a video bam. Demolition woman, can I be your man?
It's 3 minutes to one here on Alive 90.5. This is Business Insights with Mario and Matt, here with Rob and Jamie. Mario.
Robert Brass, I just remember. I just wrote his name on English on Croatian. I mean, so like I just pronounced properly. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a few minutes before the break, full hour for the news and the weather and the traffic. Question before we go for the break. Jamie.
Yes.
Do people come to you and say, like, easy for you, you have money now, enjoying the life? What do you think?
I believe it. It's the tip of the iceberg for me. I'm in the early stages of where I really want to be. But there's a lot of things that I do behind the scenes. Like everyone sees, you know, like, you know, I've got a few trucks and a few guys and things look like they're doing really well on social media, but they don't see everything behind the scenes. They don't see.
Can you explain a little bit on this one behind the scene?
Well, I suppose back in when I was 31, I met a guy who sort of put me on the personal health route.
Yeah,
and that was the moment when I put down newspapers, didn't listen to the news and turned off the radio. So the only thing that's in my car now is self-help, audio books, stuff like that. I've got a sauna at home. I've got my vision board. I've got my affirmations playing relentlessly through my ears. And when I'm when I'm driving, I've got the affirmations of the motivation going at the same time as well. And in the morning when I walk along the Esplanade at 4:45 or 5 o'clock, I've got my affirmations recorded in my own voice, sort of playing in my ears with all the things that I want in my life.
Isn't it interesting? I'm sorry to interrupt you there.
Yep.
You know, I was the non-believer, I would call this, right? So these affirmations. However, my ego and my pride was bigger than freaking Eiffel Tower. And, you know, of course, you know, it's a consequences of that behavior. And, of course, you reach not the bottom, but you're digging, you know, I mean, 20,000 miles, you know, to the crust. But the point it is affirmations and all of this. We're going to talk about this after the short break. Ladies and gentlemen, we're taking the break now. It's almost 1 o'clock. You're listening to Business Insights with Mario and Matt. Matt, what's it called, the website, Electricians Corporations? What's the, again, the website? Sorry, Rob.
We need to hear from Rob.
It's theelectricianscoop.com.
Okay, that's what it is. I'm trying to remember this. Ladies and gentlemen, listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Matt and Mario. Our guests in the studio, Robert Brass and Jamie Small. We take a short break after news. We come back in studio. That's around 1:03, 1:04 p.m. Okay, have a...
Today's bulletin brought to you by Your Sound, Your Community, Alive 90.5. National